It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Hey, 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 welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Fox Across America Game Ball Presentation Ceremony where we reward the one guest each week that really, you know, raised the bar, so to speak, got my attention, made me laugh, changed the way I look at the world. This week, the game ball goes to the woman who started this whole mess, Jenny Fallah, who is not only making her debut on national TV this Saturday on Fox News Saturday night, but is celebrating 20 years of marrying me this very December. Right now, as you listen to this, well, I'm celebrating. I don't know that she is. But the point is, she deserves a prize since she didn't marry one. So without further ado, here's Jenny Fallah's game ball.
Hey, it's Clay Travis. Join me for Outkick the Show as we dive deep into a mix of topics. New episodes available Monday to Friday on your favorite podcast platform and watch directly on outkick.com/watch.
Hey, girl.
Hi.
How you doing? Are you pumped up for this?
I'm pumped up. I guess.
I can't gauge your true excitement on this, but everyone listening needs to know. Mm-hmm. This is my favorite thing I've ever done in show business. Why? Do you want to know why?
Yes.
Because you and me, okay, for whatever this is worth, we met, what, 20 years ago?
20 years.
20 years this year. Mm-hmm. And we knew, did we not, that we were going to get married the night we met.
Totally.
And people get emotional when they hear that, but I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. We didn't say anything about being happy.
Uh-huh.
But for real, okay, we just knew we were going to be together. And here we are 20 years later. But what have I called our showbiz operation for every second that I've known you, whether I was going to like a firehouse gig and you were like ironing a shirt, which is ironic because no one has an iron shirt at a firehouse gig. Everyone's half in the bag. But no matter where I was performing, no matter what I was auditioning for, what did we always refer to ourselves as?
The mom and pop.
A mom and pop showbiz entity. We would always say that. We're like this little mom and pop store just trying to get this little showbiz operation off the ground, make a couple of bucks. Well, now we're like a full-blown retailer. We're like a Macy's. We're getting looted. People are clotheslining each other in the aisles. We've kind of gone global. We have books coming out, stand-up specials, a nationally syndicated talk show. But the one thing we've never done together is TV.
Yeah.
I've never got, and it is so funny. Funny, because I'm sure you're feeling some small semblance of torment over this. And
small.
Is that true? Have you developed an eating disorder
this
week? No, don't you dare. You look gorgeous, Jenny. But the point is, I get you in the ring on live television Saturday night, and it's just funny to me. I've done a million radio hits with you, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
And all kinds of other things, like IRS audit. We've done everything together. We've overcome a lot in the last 20 years. But the idea of coming back from commercial and looking in your face on live TV is going to be hilarious to me. Where is
it? We can't even talk about it. If we're a mom and pop, I am like the lady, the old grandma lady that just like is in the back with the broom and the stuff. I don't want to be up at the cash register. I don't want to do that. No. That's you.
Okay.
That's Lincoln. I'm the behind the scenes. I'm taking inventory.
But you,
I'm doing stuff like that.
Are you keeping
in the
books
room
in like a marble notebook?
Totally. That's that's my place.
But now, you know, I got into a skirmish with a customer and you've got
to
come protect the register.
I gotta come work the register.
You're the woman in the bodega with the cat and the shotgun.
Yeah.
Nobody knows they're there.
Yeah.
Wow.
We take Daisy. Can I bring her?
Bring the cat. Daisy, our cat, 18 years old. She's been along for 18 of the 20 years we've known
each other.
Is that crazy?
She's a little old lady.
Yeah. Maybe we should bring Daisy, as a matter of fact. We haven't done a lot of TV with Daisy. She hasn't even been on the radio. But Jenny Fallah is here. Why? Because it's the final hour of the year. And, you know, I'm always giving, and I think you would admit this, Jenny. This show, I think, gives a very unique access in terms of media. I don't know anyone in media who gives people who listen, people who might consider themselves fans, more access than I do. Do you?
No, not that I know.
Like, to the point that, is it a little crazy of me, or is this, where are we weighing in on this as a mom and pop?
I was going to say, in most circumstances, I think you would be doing way too much.
Uh-huh.
However, the people that listen and the people that we meet are so nice and so cool. It's like, you don't mind it.
Aren't you kind of sad that you missed East Texas two weeks ago?
I'm so sad. And the Country Tavern and everything. I'm so sad.
They're just like the best people. And then even like last weekend, because I didn't bring you guys down to Palm Beach. But it's so weird because I think you've been to enough events now to know. I have not met a person who listens to the show that isn't cool. Meaning like you meet them and instantaneously like them.
Totally.
I think that's my favorite thing. I say this on the radio every day about what we're doing is we've definitely, you know, we're not cool, but we've cultivated a cool following.
Totally.
Like I don't consider us cool. You know what I mean? What do we do around the house all day? It's bizarre. No, we have a bizarre relationship because like you like mow the lawn and like install new windows.
Yes.
I'm the cook.
I fixed the freezer last week.
Jenny fixed the ice maker in the freezer last week.
I had to order parts.
Well, like, I made a quiche. I mean, it's backwards. I mean, like,
it's
listen.
It's great. It works.
It is. It just kind of works out. Like, I'm in, you know, listen, I'm in charge of cigar consumption, alcohol consumption, which, by the way, I have 164 Padron left from our man Clay out in California.
Wow.
Speaking of cool listeners. But the truth is, we do give, I would think, almost an unprecedented level of access because I don't know, for as good as things have gotten and as crazy as they've gotten, comparative to where we started.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it doesn't, it just feels the same.
Yeah.
And it's the one thing everyone always checks up on you about here at Fox is people like it at executive level. They're like, they're very regular people. So the only thing they ever ask, they don't talk to you about TV. They don't talk to you about comedy. They're always like, how's your family? Family good? Is your family doing okay with this? And like, I feel bad trying to explain to them that we're the same.
Yeah.
Which is weird because I think if you were to put this down on paper, like this started, okay, when Lincoln was born, we were poor enough that you were making his diapers.
Oh, yeah.
We weren't. Is everyone listening
cloth
right now?
Diaper.
We weren't buying diapers. Like, we were making.
Yep. I made baby food.
She made baby food.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. We were driving a taxi living out of a shoebox. Like, for real.
Mm-hmm.
The Bank of Nike. The first, we actually got audited because of this.
Yeah.
Because we were so poor that the IRS didn't believe.
Like,
you can't be living on this. I'm like, you don't know who I married. They're like, how do you afford diapers? I'm like, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, we don't. How are you feeding this kid? I'm like, well, we're making it. We're hunting. We're hunters and gatherers in our family. But that's where this kind of thing started. And I think what happens is, I think we have a lot of perspective from being there. And I think the reason we tell the story, like I tell the story exhaustively, is I'm trying to remind people about like the spectacular possibilities of life in this country. Because the truth is, if two, you know, yam bags like you and me could be sitting here on top of a low-level showbiz empire, everybody listening is capable of, would you say, just about anything?
1,000%.
Like time travel. If Jenny and I are sitting here with our own name on a nationally syndicated talk show, you, the listener, could be Secretary of the Interior this time tomorrow. Because I promise you, we've done a lot of dumb things. We've done a lot of fun things. And I think that's the key, would you not say, the key to our success? As we were too busy having fun to notice how bad it was going.
1,000%. Like, yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Like for real, like when I look back on where we started, like now I'm like, my God, how did how did we even do that?
I know.
But we were laughing so hard during all of it. Like I didn't feel it.
Yeah.
Like I felt the wake ups. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We'd, you know, a lot of nights I'd sleep like 3 hours, go drive a car. I mean, then I'd sleep another three behind the wheel. So don't act like, you know, people
you,
be like,
you got your REMs.
Yeah, people are like, you're sleep deprived. I'm like, you've never driven with me. I had plenty of sleep at 82 miles an hour. But wouldn't you say, if we were going to share something with the world this holiday season, you know my whole manifesto about like, we're just supposed to be having fun.
Yep.
But isn't that really it?
It is.
Like, what am I? I don't feel like I'm overlooking anything.
You're not. But you know, the funny thing is that you do say that often. It is your manifesto. Just, you know,
go have
just
fun.
Have fun. Go have fun. But almost to the detriment, because our son will, if I'm trying to get him to study for a science test or something like that, and he'll be like, oh, well, what am I going to use this? He's like, listen, daddy says you just have to enjoy your life. You just have to have fun. And this isn't fun for me. I'm like, whoa. Like, so he takes you a little too literally. So maybe back that off just a little bit to the 15-year-old.
You know what's funny? All of my life lessons are great until you add the word officer to them. Oh, the whole point of being alive is to have fun, officer. Oh, gosh. Jenny Fail is in studio. It's the final live hour of the year. Okay, tomorrow we have a guest host. Next week, a lot of best ofs, couple more guest hosts. Why? Because I'm taking Lincoln to Pittsburgh and back to watch some football.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're driving back to New York for 24 hours.
Then we're driving right back past Pittsburgh. Go figure. Right. All the way out to Ohio to see Jenny's family, and we'll yuck it up out in the Buckeye State. Because that's what we do, man. A lot of family, a lot of fun. And another point I wanted to make, this comes up a lot lately on the show too, is there's definitely such a thing as family privilege. Family privilege. Like, you come from a good family.
Yep.
Okay. Did that sound sincere? I rehearsed it for hours.
Stop.
I've been working on that one for like a month. I'm kidding. But you come from a good family. I come from a good family. Mm-hmm. We definitely, they're both nuts in their own weird way. But I don't mean like clinically insane. Just, no. You know, nutty and fun. Yes. And I think, again, back to my other manifesto, anybody who truly has a good family and a good relationship with their family is like way ahead in life. We talk about currency.
Yes. You know, I can't even stress that enough. And no matter what, like you talk about when we were, you know, struggling when we were younger and we were first married and him, there is such a thing as just having, like, you know, you're going to work hard, you know, everything, but there is just such, like you said, a privilege to know, like, if we really fell into it, you know, our families would, you know, they would open their door to us. They would, I mean, and that's just such a huge, huge thing.
Yeah.
And of course we would reciprocate, you know, mm-hmm. it is such
depends
a
depends on the family member. I don't want to, you know.
Don't put that out there.
Aunt Kathy runs into a rough night at the dog track, I can't promise you the front door is swinging open.
You know her in the dog track.
Yeah, Dan maybe, but Kathy, I don't know. But no, you're right. And it's cool to not only have like that army of support, but just like people in your life that are kind of like a compass because you care about them. Like, I mean, it's honestly, it's funny, but I don't know that I would be this productive if I mean, I actually do know for a fact I wouldn't be this productive if I didn't not only have like you to care about, but your extended family to not want to like embarrass.
Yeah.
Which is a weird statement given some of the things I wear on TV. I doubt I've brought some shame and consternation on the family. But no, I think all of those things are so valuable. And I think when I look out at the world right now, because you know this, like I genuinely do want to help.
Yeah.
And it may not always stay that way. I would love to get to that detached place where I don't have to care every day because I walk around caring. It's like,
but
it's exhausting.
I don't think you will.
I know.
I think when you come from what you came from, I think you mm-hmm. don't. You know when they say like people who survived
bad things like the depression
yes,
or something?
Yes, that they just never can like go back to just uh-huh. being, you know, like
yeah.
spending, they still keep the same uh-huh. habits because
yeah.
they just have, you know,
yeah.
lived through that. I think it's a little bit like that. In a weird sense.
I also think that it's silly that we both compare 20 years of marriage to the depression. Is that weird? That's the first metaphor that came to life for the past 20 years was the depression.
No, that's current. That's the current.
You know, I always compare it more to like a submarine trip to the Titanic. Jenny Fail is here mixing metaphors. Apparently the marriage not going as good as I had declared off the top.
Stop.
Mom and pop showbiz heading for mediation. Stop. Right quick. Quick break. And we are back after this with TV superstar Jenny Fail on Fox Across America.
You're listening to Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
Here we go. Here we go. It is Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla bringing you the final live hour of the year. I'll be back. There'll be pre-tapes. There'll be best ofs. Things will happen. But the point is, if you want to hear me live in action with my dirtbag family, by the way, Jenny Failla is still here for a few more minutes before she gets thrown out and replaced with Lincoln, who, by the way, between you and me, has he earned single guest status on the show? He claims he
thinks he does.
Like, yo, I go on shows here on Fox as a panelist.
Uh-huh.
Like, constantly.
Yeah.
Like, I've never once said to a show, look, if I don't get my own segment, I'm not coming on.
I'm not
on.
Doing it.
But my son.
You've created a monster.
It's like, I don't share the mic anymore. And he wants his own segment. So my concern is the way it's booked for this Saturday night. I'm hosting Fox News Saturday night. If you guys have been paying attention for the last 6 months, I'm in a rotation. It's like myself and four less talented people. And I'm being silly. They all know I love them. But the point is, this Saturday night, it is a Christmas special that mm-hmm. will air on the 23rd. It will air again on the 24th. I believe it's also airing on Christmas, but don't hold me to that.
Okay.
Because you know what I'll be doing when it does air on Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
Driving to Ohio at
yep.
94 miles an hour. So I'm not going to know if it aired or not.
Right.
But the point is, we are taping this show live Saturday night. Jenny and Lincoln are scheduled to be on together. I didn't even think about this. He won't do radio on a panel.
So maybe he'll like kick me off the set and I can just be backstage.
Why are you trying to get out of this? I feel bad. Jenny, you're going to be great.
TV angles.
Oh, really? What's that like? Tell me what it's like, Jenny. Tell me what it's like to be haunted by TV angles. Everybody I'm surrounded by is like a supermodel. They weigh 107 pounds. Like, oh my God, I'm so full. I had a blade of grass last Tuesday. And then I come in with like a veal parm in each hand. It's disgusting. I mean, like people see me and yell.
You're a dude. It's different.
I know, but it's not different anymore. Because now I'm on like that much that
I
have become.
No, I get it for you and your job now.
No, no, like I have. I would say in like only in like the last 3 months, I have like actually made peace with like the lifestyle of TV guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I, you know, was doing a lot of TV
well,
the last
two. You lost so much weight.
A little bit. But the point is, I was doing, like, this much TV a year ago, mm-hmm. but I wasn't living like I was doing this much TV. Like, once in a while, I'd see myself in America's Newsroom, and I'd be sweating in my face, even though it was 12 degrees out, because Jimmy was in an airport bar the night before.
sweating out that bourbon.
Jimmy was getting dragged out of an airport Chili's at 1:30 in the morning. I'm like, hi, Bill and Dana! You guys are my best friends! But the point is, I've kind of grown accustomed to the lifestyle of like self-care.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely been a little bit of a change for me personally. But you only have to go through it for one night. I don't want to hear it, girlfriend. You have one night, you have one segment. It's like 5 minutes long.
I know.
It's just you and Lincoln. But is it like between you and me? Because I know you. Is it haunting you or you kind of think it's goofy?
A little of both.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't. I don't get it, man.
Well, because you have a totally different personality than me.
That is true.
Like, we're very, like, compatible, but you're very comfortable in front of a crowd. You're very comfortable, like, holding court and talking, and I really am, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not that person.
Stop it. I work
alone in the garage.
I want to back you up there, and I'm not trying to build you up, but you're better at parties than I am. Like, absolutely, there's no argument there.
That's true, because you like Irish goodbye and, like, leave without anybody knowing.
You guys
it's the funniest thing.
Everyone needs to know this, because if you've come to one of my stand-up shows, or you're going to come to one next year, I will meet 2,000 people. If I have to take 2,000 selfies, I'll do it, and I'll love it.
Yeah.
But I've never stayed at a party for longer than an hour in my life.
No. Never.
Like, I will literally go to a party down the block at our neighbor's house and be like, one second, I just got to take a phone call and run home.
Yeah. I mean, like, people are onto it now.
Yeah, they know.
But it was funny the first couple of years. They're like, oh, Jimmy said he's going to be back. I'm like, yeah, sure. I'm like, all right. Like, he ain't coming back. What are you, nuts? Like, he's asleep on the couch right now.
So are you telling me you're going to Irish goodbye my TV segment?
Ooh, you just gave me an idea.
We're going to go to commercial.
We're going to go check on the dog.
Go to commercial, come back from break, and she's just not there. Jenny, you stop it. You stop it right now, Jenny Fela. Everyone is excited. It's Fox News Saturday night. It is this Saturday night, 10 p.m. live. You're going to see Jessica Tarloff, Emily Austin. My man Brett Azar's in the house.
Yeah.
I'm, of course, hosting it. There's a great segment where we talk to Fox talent. We taped it earlier at the tree lighting and had debates over like which Fox talent would throw the best Christmas party. We interviewed a lot of street people. It was a good time.
Oh, that's fun.
Yes. And you will see Jenny Fela making her first and last national TV appearance. Between you and me, I think you're going to kill it. Uh-huh. Assuming Lincoln is willing to share the segment with you, which I can't promise. His agent is actually calling me right now. That is going to do it for the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation ceremony. Please, please, please have the happiest and healthiest new year allowable by law. I will see you back here live on the radio January 2nd. Get your game face on. We're doing the dang thing.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.